Right now, we're going to do the birthday scam. Call up Kim, who she and a friend were recently in Phoenix on a business trip. Stayed at this hotel where there was a bit of a problem. There were some complaints about the noise they made in the jacuzzi. They were partying a little bit. And then they also smoked in their room.
Oh, boy.
Non-smoking room.
I'll call from the hotel in Phoenix. Got some charges here.
This is Kim.
Hi, this is Robert. I'm calling from the in Phoenix. How are you doing today?
Pretty darn good.
I'm just following up. We had you and another lady with us last month.
Yes.
But management had to be called down to the jacuzzi. A complaint had come in. Do you recall?
Somewhat, but a little bit.
Some of the other guests had complained about that. We had to refund some money to some of the other guests. And then, to further compound matters, apparently you were in a non-smoking room, but someone had smoked.
Well, the number one, it was requested that way. When the reservations were made.
Right, but that doesn't always guarantee
you. Well, then why were there ashtrays there?
That was a smoke-free room, and apparently you folks went ahead and smoked. And so we had to replace all of the pillows and the bedspreads and that kind of thing. So we have some costs, and that's why I'm calling today.
Mm-hmm. Number one, the reservation was made for smoking. Number two, there were ashtrays in the room. And there is nothing there saying that it was not supposed to be that way.
Look at it from our perspective.
And number one, that's number one. And number two, as far as any complaint was made,
yeah,
we weren't aware of that within the room or anything like that.
No,
were not aware of that.
No, this was from the jacuzzi.
From the jacuzzi. That was we were there for 5 minutes.
Well,
we were down there for 5 minutes because it was a little late at night and the guy's window was apparently open. But we weren't unusually loud or obnoxious.
Had you been drinking?
No, we had not.
Well, that's not the report I had.
Well, then that's obviously...
Now, look at it from our perspective. We're trying to run a nice establishment.
It's
we have people come
in,
and they're loud in the jacuzzi. They're smoking who knows what in their room.
Smoking who knows what? Excuse me?
We don't know.
Excuse me?
Nobody's ever accountable anymore.
And your point
Well,
is,
young lady, you are going to be accountable.
Young lady, excuse me, who are you speaking to?
I'm speaking to you. Kim.
You know my age, and do you know how young or old I am?
I don't. I know
okay,
you're acting.
I think you need. I think you need.
I know you're acting pretty young.
To act a little bit more professional.
Acting like a 15-year-old.
Oh, I am.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you and this woman in the jacuzzi. What were you doing in there?
Excuse me. Number one, there were three people on there.
What is the nature of your relationship?
Excuse me. Excuse me. What are you implying? I want to know who your boss is.
A little something going on there?
Who is your boss?
You know, this is always a fantasy of the guests, is to check
into
the motel.
Who is your boss?
And get it on in the jacuzzi.
Who is your boss?
The hot bubbles.
Excuse me, who is your boss?
Steam rising up.
Are you getting off on this? Who is your boss?
A little bit.
Who is your boss?
Their names are Dean and Raj. They are my direct superiors.
What is this?
It's the birthday scam, Kim.
You are nasty.
It's not me. It's Robert, Carlene, Joe, and Janie.
Oh, my God.
Wanted us to scam you. Happy birthday.
This is a scam. It's Dean and Raj on the radio.
Oh, my whole office is looking at me like, what the hell?